Good morning. We're continuing Chayotim, Klam, and Memhei, and we're about to start Siman Tes. Before we do so, I just have to share with you a story which occurred over the Shabbos. So, we had come to the conclusion in our Shiurim that this concern of possibly of having bugs being found in the Svarim and then potentially moving into the food seems to be less nowadays. We had mentioned from Rabbi Yamin Zilber, in his Sefer, Beis Baruch on the Chayodim, that he felt that according to what the Chayodim says in his Sefer Chochmas Odom, to always take a good look at your food, a person should be careful when they're learning to make sure that they're looking at the food. They should not allow themselves to be absorbed in their learning because that's a concern. And we seem to indicate in the Shurim that nowadays it seemed to be less of a problem. That's basically based on my anecdotal evidence of not that a few times you found bugs in swarm. Usually, as you're learning, a bug lands on your sefer, which is also possible it could land on your food, but it's not connected to the sefer per se. So I'm learning from the sefer Friday night, which I use probably four times a week, so it's used regularly. And even the Chayotim talks about only sefer which you haven't used recently. And as I'm learning and having a snack with it at the same time, actually, focusing on the sefer, I noticed a very small bug, arguably about less than a quarter of an inch long and about a tenth of an inch wide at the most. I only noticed it because of its red color and the fact that it was moving, starts crawling from the binding of my sefer across the pages of the sefer. I sort of pictured the Russians sending me a picture and a notice. Don't make fun of the point of the Chayotim. It still is found nowadays as well. Of course, the bug is winking at me and saying that because you think I can't make my way into your modern books. Of course, I could. I do not think the halacha changes because of that. I think that it's still uncommon enough that it's not something which a person would be required to be concerned about on a regular basis. But to say that it doesn't happen nowadays, I think I have to make sure to correct that statement. It definitely does happen nowadays as well, as evidenced by my experience this last Friday night. Okay, timely experience. So here he deals with the halacha, which the Gemara talks about, that they when they had the shamash would stand and serve the people. So he was not joining them for the food. He was not eating in the kitchen beforehand. So here he was serving, and sometimes a person would salivate some food would cause a reaction of salivation. He would start getting very hungry from it. The Gemara says it's considered a sakana not to feed him, not to share some of the food with him. So called over Shemvian Lifnehu Adam Sheesh Loi Reach, that has a strong smell to it. And the Mishnah points out, or it has a sharpness to it as well. You have to make sure that you give something to the shamash as well. You hired the shamash amanas that if this happens, you're not going to feed him. It doesn't make a difference. Halacha requires you to feed him. And that's going to be an override on your tanai. Because the Gemara says that it's considered dangerous to the person if the body doesn't get some of that food. It's something similar to the lines of the idea of the bulmus, which you have in Yom Kippur, when a person gets this type of food that the body reacts as if a person will not eat, he'll be in danger. It's not because he's starving to the point that his life, he doesn't have enough nutrition, but there's reactions which are triggered in the body, which Chazal were able to tell us that if we don't react to them, the body will react in a dangerous way. Okay. Now, the Chayotim says, the Chayotim feels that this applies even to the types of servants which we have nowadays. And the Piskei Mishnah Berurah on the bottom, for those of you who have that, he points out that the Bir Halacha discusses why nowadays people do not seem to be makbid on this halacha. So, Beis Hashem, in tomorrow's shir, we will clarify that point. Okay. Meanwhile, have a good day.